The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor, and husband,
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Very good.
You're ready to talk today?
I'm ready to talk.
All right.
Are we going to talk about blacktop or
asphalt?
Macadam?
Tarmac.
Whatever you call it.
We're going to talk about all those things and more today with our special guests. We have Tom Owen, owner of Bear Owen Paving Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570, new area code everybody's got to use, 570-344-6724.
Well, it's really not new.
Yeah, but it's new that you have to dial it.
Yes, it's a pain, and I keep forgetting. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We also have a page, The Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also listen to all our archive radio shows. Well, most of them, right?
Most of them.
Okay. Again, today with us is Tom Owen, owner of Bear Owen Paving Company. Again, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What do you do and where do you do it, please?
We have a full-service paving company. We cover Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wayne, Wyoming, Susquehanna, and Pike Counties. We do commercial and residential asphalt paving, seal coating, and concrete installation.
Okay. Are you getting ready to call it quits for the year?
We usually work up till mid to late November.
Okay.
Depending on the weather.
Sure. That's solid. And then the plants where your supplies come from, they close when?
Once the frost gets in the ground, usually, again, mid to late November, they shut down for the year.
Okay. Where are you based? Where is your company based, office?
We're based out of Peckville. We have our office building and our maintenance facility is located in Peckville.
Okay. And you have many employees. You have several crews that go out and do...
Correct. We have a paving crew that does the asphalt paving. Then we have a crew that goes ahead and does the excavation and grade work. They put the stone in place. The paving crew will come behind them and install the asphalt. Then we have a pavement maintenance crew. They go ahead and do all the seal coating, the hot crack repair, and the line striping. And then we have a small flat concrete crew. They do sidewalks and curbs and driveways.
And who oversees all this?
We have a foreman on every crew.
Wow. Okay. And so you got a lot of balls in the air, lots of juggling there.
Yeah.
Lots of things to think about during the course of a day, right?
Sure.
Does everything always go your way?
Not always, but when you have good people, it kind of makes things go smoother. We have two estimators. They take care of all the estimates. I oversee all the crews. I check on the foreman. We have a full-time receptionist, so it works for the most part. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. How long has Bear Owen been in business, please?
My father and grandfather started it in 1969, and I took over in mid-2002.
You were saying you have a full-time receptionist. She answers the phone?
Correct.
What's your phone number?
570-876-6260.
Okay, good. It's better than calling up. Sometimes I call places for a service, and as soon as I say, "Oh, please leave a message," no one's here.
Yeah.
I hang up a lot.
Yeah, that's a big problem we hear a lot. About 3 years ago when we bought our office building, we just got so busy we needed someone, full-time. She's there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then after hours, we do have an answering service. So if there's emergencies or in the winter for snow plowing, you could always reach us. All calls are returned by our estimator. If you call our office for an estimate, if he's out of the office giving an estimate, all calls have to be returned in 1 hour, usually 10 to 15 minutes. She'll shoot him an email over, and he'll call you right back.
Service. This is all about service.
That's
You're in a service industry, and you provide service. It's quality service, and we like to hear that. So whether you call them asphalt, macadam, tarmac, or what else? Blacktop. Okay. They're all the same pretty much?
Correct. Yeah, it's all the same.
Okay. How common are asphalt driveways, say, as opposed to stone, concrete?
They're very common. It's a lot easier to maintain than concrete.
Asphalt is pliable, making it more forgiving?
Correct. It's a flexible pavement. It's not as rigid as concrete. It's easier to repair. It likes to flex. The problem in the Northeast is, you know, 1 week it might be frozen solid out. The next week you might get the thaw, gets warmer. The concrete won't flex. It's rigid.
Okay. Yeah, we have freeze-thaw cycles all throughout the winter.
And you were talking about the salt destroying the concrete. I know people who had new concrete sidewalks done, and they put salt down, and it skinned them. They look like they're 50 years old.
Looks like someone took a BB gun and just
shot it all over the place.
Yes,
it looks terrible.
We do concrete, but we like to explain the differences, and driveways around here really should be made out of asphalt. It's all right to have a concrete sidewalk from the driveway maybe to the front porch, but we like to use asphalt in the driveways. It's easier to maintain. You could seal it. When you do get cracks down the road, they're easy to repair.
Well, not to mention the insulation costs. I would think that to install a concrete driveway would be a lot more expensive than...
Correct. Starting from scratch right now, asphalt is $3.50 a square foot, about $3.50, whereas concrete might be $6 to $7
double
a square foot. Yeah.
For a driveway?
For a driveway, yeah.
It's got to be how much concrete do you have to put down for a driveway?
For the driveway, what we like to do is dig the existing area out. We'll put in 5 inches of a crushed stone, a 2B stone, and then we'll install our concrete 6 inches thick. Asphalt, we would do the same process. We would dig, excavate the area, haul everything away. We would install 5 inches of a modified stone base, grade it and compact it. 3 inches of binder asphalt, that's your first layer. That'll support the weight. And then we put 2 inches of a top coat driveway mix over top. We also offer a 2-year warranty. I believe we're the only competitors in the area to give a full 2-year warranty on a job like that.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's everything's in writing. You know, when you call us, we send an estimator out. He'll walk you through everything step by step, answer whatever questions you have. It'll all be in writing. And then when you go ahead with the job, yeah, we offer a 2-year guarantee.
Yeah, we had a guy, he came knocking on the door and he says, "Oh, I can redo your driveway." And I looked outside and he had an old beat up pickup truck. And I was like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, we get that a lot. Unfortunate, it's common. And
I bet you he doesn't have a guarantee.
No.
The only guarantee you get with him is you don't get your money back.
As long as you can see his bumper, it's guaranteed when he drives away. That's it.
Well, I found some interesting information when I was pulling some, doing some research for the show. The further north you travel in the United States, the more likely you see the asphalt driveways. And the further south you go, you see more concrete.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's just because of our winters and the thaw and the freeze and...
Correct. You want a solid surface to flex in the winter, as opposed to concrete doesn't give. It'll just crack.
Right, and so if the ground heaves a little bit, it just...
Yeah. Asphalt pavement is a flexible surface. It moves.
That's great. Now, can you use salt on macadam?
Sure.
Rock
salt's fine, yeah.
Rock salt's fine. Doesn't pit it. It doesn't damage it. Okay. And the black, actually, another thing I read, too, regarding asphalt, is that in the winter, when the sun comes out and you just had a snowfall or you have ice or whatever you have on the ground, the black gets warmer.
It radiates the heat, correct, yeah.
And you're more likely to melt that snow faster than if you have an alternative.
And it activates the rock salt. There's a common misperception that rock salt, once it's under a certain temperature, it actually doesn't work. You need calcium or something to activate it. I don't know the exact temperatures, but once it's very cold out. Rock salt just won't melt the ice or melt it as quick. But the asphalt radiates the heat from the sun, and it does melt the ice a lot faster.
Interesting information. I like that. Now, you were talking about your procedure when you're doing the asphalt driveways and your stone and then your different layers. How long does that take? Is that a long time? Is it days? Do you have to do one thing and then come back the next day?
Yeah, your typical driveway, what we'll do is you would call our office to tell us go ahead with the job. We would schedule it. We'll give you a call a day or two before we're going to get there. The first day, we'll send out our excavation crew. They'll excavate everything, haul it away. Then they'll truck in the stone, grade it and compact it, and verify the grade. That usually, depending on the typical driveway around the area, usually takes maybe 3 to 5 hours to get it prepped for pave. Then at the end of the day, depending on the time they get there, the next day or the second half of the first day, our paving crew will get out there. It usually takes, with the machines we have and our skilled workers, it usually takes a typical driveway 2 to 4 hours for paving. So total start to finish, it takes a full day. We might go ahead and dig it out the day before, block it off, and then come the next day with the paving crew and pave it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me 3 to 5 days.
No.
Oh, good. So you're not tying up your whole, you know.
Doesn't have to set up like concrete or anything once it's rolled down?
Once it's rolled down, we like to give it 48 hours. We'll block it off for you and tell everyone to stay off for 48 hours just to let all the oils cool in the mix.
Very good.
We're headed towards the break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a foreclosure that is in move-in condition. It is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 244 Laurel Drive. That's in the Thornhurst Country Club Estates. The home was built in 2008, and it's in great condition. It has spacious rooms, a living room with a stone fireplace, a deck off the kitchen. The laundry room is on the first floor, a 2-car garage, and it also has a front-covered porch. Also in the community, there's a clubhouse, tennis courts, and an outdoor pool. So if you're looking for a move-in condition home with 3 bedrooms, 2 baths that is only 7 years old, give us a call about 244 Laurel Drive in Thornhurst Country Club Estates for only $144,000, and that is listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Thank you, Pat. According to Realty Track, and Realty Track is an online marketer of foreclosed properties, they say hopefully our long national foreclosure nightmare may be over. The number of new foreclosure filings in August hit its lowest level in nearly 8 years. Helping the trend are soaring home prices and a big decline in underwater borrowers. Underwater borrowers are those who owe more on their loan, their mortgage loan, than their homes are worth. August's initial foreclosure filings fell 44%. That's great news, but the cleanup process still continues. In August, for example, the number of homes repossessed by lenders rose 6% compared with July. But there's still been a drop of 25% year over year, and it's more than 60% below the peak of repossessions in September 2010. The state with the highest rate of foreclosures filings was, surprise, surprise, Nevada, with one in every 359 homes. And then Florida is the second highest rate among states. Ohio, Delaware, and Maryland filled out the top five. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We have returned. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. And you?
Pretty good. I'm learning about macadam.
Asphalt.
Tarmac.
Blacktop.
There you go. All right. We have Tom Owen, owner of Bear Owen Paving Company. You've been in business a really long time. How do we get in touch with you?
You could give us a call at our office at 570-876-6260. That's 570-876-6260.
In the first half of the show, we talked about asphalt. It's more forgiving than concrete, and yep. We're talking about driveways in particular here. And we were also talking about how it's beneficial in this when we get snow in the snowy region, because the black color of the asphalt will soak in the heat from the sun, melt snow faster, and help that rock salt melt the ice. And it's a good surface to have in the Northeast, and that's where we are and where we're talking about. Your coverage areas, too, please. Where are they?
We serve all Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wayne, Wyoming, Susquehanna, and Pike counties.
So you go a lot of different places, far and near.
Sure.
Okay. One of the things I notice with asphalt is it fades, and we have to maintain it. How often do you recommend sealing a driveway or a parking area?
New asphalt should be seal coated no sooner than a year after it's installed, and no later than a year after it's installed. So the first season you install your asphalt, whether it's April or at the beginning of the year in April or towards the end of the year, October or November, that following summer it should be seal coated. Then you'd want to seal coat it two more times within 5 years. So basically seal coat the asphalt three times within the first 6 years it was installed.
I know people that do it every year. That's not necessary.
Is that overkill?
It's really not necessary. If a quality contractor does the installation work, you wouldn't have to do it every year.
Really?
Correct.
Okay. If a driveway is showing signs of aging or exceptional deterioration, or has a tremendous amount of patching and repairs and looks, you know, pretty blotchy, do you just overlay with new macadam, asphalt, blacktop, or do you rip up? What's your suggestion there?
Once it gets to a certain point, once it's just deteriorated so far that you really can't overlay it, you would have to rip it up. Basically, you would have to call one of our estimators, and they would have to come out and determine whether it could be overlaid or whether it would have to all be excavated, and you'd have to start over again. Basically, the overlay is you would mill down along the road in the garage and any sidewalks an inch and a half so you get a smooth transition. Then we would power clean the entire asphalt surface, spray down a hot tack coat, and install 2 inches of a driveway mix. That's your standard overlay. You see them doing it on the roads, the highways. Once you have failure from your sub base or your base, meaning once the ground is just once there's not a strong sub base there, whether it's due to insufficient amounts of stone or whether there's just sinkage and it's wet areas, you would have to excavate the entire driveway and start from scratch, which would be digging everything out, hauling it away, installing 4 inches of a stone, a modified stone base, grade and compact it, install 3 inches of binder, and then 2 inches of a top coat of asphalt.
So essentially, when it's breaking up, there is that point of no return. But if you're maintaining it, doing the seal coating, you can prevent some of that?
Correct. If your asphalt's 12 or 13 years old and there's some stress cracks or some alligator cracking, where if you sealed it a few times, maybe you might want to put an inch or two over it. Now, if it's 15, 16 years old, or if it's really deteriorated bad, it should be excavated out. A lot of companies might want to do the quicker job, talk you into just putting an inch or two over it. But the problem is you need a new base and a new sub base.
If you don't have that foundation.
That's right, exactly.
The foundation is everything, because all the asphalt and concrete, it sinks from the bottom, from under the ground, and works its way up to the top. So if you see a large pothole, it's a clear sign yet you have a bad base.
So it's like a Band-Aid, and it's just not going to... It might look good for 2 days, but it's going to start
cracking. It'll look good for the season. It'll look good for a while, but once you get past the winter with all the freezing and the thawing, once it thaws out, you're kind of back to square one.
What's the average life? Say you come in and you excavate it and you do everything. How long can you expect to get out of a driveway?
In Northeast Pennsylvania, you should reasonably expect to get 15 to 18 years before you'd have to do anything major. You know, seal coat it once every second year. Once the asphalt's installed, maybe seal coat it 3 times within the first 5 years, 3 to 4 times, you should be all right. 15 years down the road, might you have to put an inch and a half, 2 inches of fine top coat over it? Sure, but in general, you should get 18 years out of a driveway.
Okay.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Your money's worth.
I read about it, and I didn't have any images to tell me or any kind of definition, but what are alligator cracks? I never heard of those before.
Oh, I could show you some in our driveway.
We have alligator cracks.
We got an alligator down at the end.
Oh, boy.
They're basically long cracks that are lumped together in one certain area. You might have 6 or 7 cracks in a 2-square-foot area. They're called alligator cracks. I think they got the name from...
Alligator skin.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you do your seal coating, is that the time where you go around and put whatever you do, tar, in the cracks?
Correct. If there's a lot of... What we would do on a typical seal coating job is we would come in and we'd have walk behind edgers. The first step is to edge your driveway, give it a new fresh edge, clear all the grass from the sides. And then we would go around, and if there's any grass growing through any cracks, we would walk behind. We have a walk behind wire wheel where we would go and clean all the cracks. Then we would get high velocity air blowers. We would blow off all the asphalt. After the driveway is blown off and prepped, we would get walk behind banding machines, which heat blocks of rubber. And that would get installed into the cracks. It's a walk behind machine. You push and... it strikes off level with the asphalt, hot rubber to seal the cracks. Then we would come in, depending on if your driveway was sealed or not, we would either brush the sealer or we would spray apply it. If your driveway has been sealed a few times, we could spray down the liquid sealer. If it hasn't been sealed at all, we like to brush it in because the bristles work everything into the porousness of the asphalt. It'll work the sealer in. A lot of people say, hey, just spray it down, but it's not high pressure.
Like a power washer?
Yeah, it's not high pressure. So you'd want to, if it was never sealed before, you'd want to brush it. And if it was sealed a few times, then you could use the spray machine.
I had no idea about brushing it. I never had heard of
that. Yeah, well,
before.
That was one of my questions, because that was one of the things that I read, was what's the best way to apply the seal coat? Is it with a squeegee? Is it with a broom? Or is it spraying? That was one of my questions to you. And you use a bristled broom because you're getting it in there.
Correct. Yeah, and we do have a spray machine. And whenever we go out the seal coat, we always have our spray machine with us, because that's what the sealer is actually being carried in. So it's whether we pump it out through a hose and then brush it around, or we spray it. If you have the right people, if you have trained guys, it's better to brush it whenever you could, because it works it into the pores. A lot of maybe our competitors might not say that because it's faster to spray
it. Oh, sure.
But it's not.
So spray it, hit it with a squeegee, and be on to the next one.
If you have the guys to do it, because you don't want to leave any kind of brush marks. You want it to look like it was sprayed. And, you know, we have those people in place. So
but you want to, the whole idea is to get it in.
You have to work it in. Whenever we do residential work, we always try to brush it on whenever possible. Sometimes they're just so big, you can't, it would dry before you had a chance to work it all around. You'd leave lines and it just wouldn't look great. But whenever you can, we like to brush it.
Well, I'm thinking about, like, the spray. If your driveway's close to the house, does the spray kick up and hit the siding, or does it go anywhere?
You know,
does it splash?
It doesn't. What we do is we'll bucket a small amount of seal coat out along the border of your house and your sidewalks, and then we'll brush that, and we'll work it out, the product out about 3 feet away from your house and your sidewalks. So, no, it won't spray on the house.
Well, you have a lot of sophisticated machines. You have a good crew, very knowledgeable, and they're trained correctly. What's the difference between what you do and, say, what if a homeowner is pretty handy themselves and goes, gets this stuff and puts on their dirty clothes and goes out and just pours everything around and moves it around? There's a big difference.
There's a big difference. The main thing is the material. The material we used is manufactured by Sealmaster. It's only sold to contractors, and there's only one location to buy it in a 50-mile radius. It's really a heavy-duty coal tar asphalt emulsion sealer. And then there's certain additives we put in it. For instance, our tank that hauls the sealer is 550 gallons, so your standard mix should be 330 gallons of sealer, 75 gallons of water. Then we also put 400 pounds of sand per tank in it, and the sand is used to fill all the porousness of the asphalt. It acts as an emulsifier. It makes it more foamy, and it'll lay into the pores nice. We also use 5 gallons of Top Tough. That's a product that hardens the sealer and darkens the sealer. And then we also put a 5-gallon latex additive in called VM. That will give it a longer lasting life, and it'll also help it to cure more evenly. It's a latex product.
So that's a little different than the stuff I get up at Home Depot,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big difference. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Tom Owen, owner of Bear Owen Paving Company, who does commercial and residential paving. We enjoyed our conversation with you today, and there's a lot more I'd like to cover. Will you come back next week, please?
I'd love to. Thank you.
How do we get in touch with you during the week?
You could give us a call at our office at 570-876-6260. That's 570-876-6260.
Thanks, Tom. Pat?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a great open layout in the East Mountain section of Scranton at 622 Winter Mantle Avenue for only $139,000. This home has a built-in garage, 2-zone gas heat, a fireplace in the living room, and a maintenance-free yard. This home was built in 1995, and when you sit on the front porch, you have a great view of the valley. So if you're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in the East Mountain section of Scranton, give us a call about 627 Winter Mantle Avenue for only $139,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. For the last 30 days, single-family residential homes that sold in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming, the price range with the strongest sales is between $100,000 to $250,000. Median sales price for 2-bedroom single-family homes is $72,500. Median sales price for 3-bedroom homes is $142,000. Median sales price for 4 bedrooms or more is $166,000. Total median sold price for residential homes is $133,385. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind?
It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.